Hazur says, and very recently, in the past few days, as we are all aware. I went to attend the Jalsa Germany. In my last sermon that I delivered in Berlin, I have already provided the details of how the grace and blessings of Almighty Allah were both witnessed and they were recognized. And the programs that were organized by the Germany Jamaat. And we also saw how the grace of Allah descended upon these programs. We saw new aspects of the blessings of Allah opened up for the Jamaat. New routes of how the Jamaat was introduced were also opened up to us. The Germany Jamaat should try to take the maximum benefit from these new connections that have been formed. Apart from Germany, on the way and on the way back from Germany, I also travelled to two countries in Europe for just a short duration. So on the way I stopped at Belgium, and on the way back from Germany I stopped at Holland. Although this was just a very short duration that I stayed in these places, but we also saw the demonstration of Allah's grace descend in the places where I stayed. I stayed only one night in Belgium. I reached there in the evening, and in the evening certain new Ahmadis and new converts were also present there, along with those who had developed a close bond with the Jamaat, and there were also members of the Jamaat present there. Approximately 60 or 70 men and women were present in this mulaqat. I had the opportunity to say a few words to those who were gathered there. So during this gathering, so some of those who have developed a close bond with the Jamaat, Allah the Almighty opened their hearts and gave them a firm resolution and belief that they were on the right path, and Allah enabled them to take the bid, the Pledge of Allegiance. So I was telling them in this gathering that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, who descended in the latter days, the reason for his coming was to further that mission which his master, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, had come for. And the immense revolution that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, inculcated in the world, upon those ignorant people who sometimes stoop to the level of beasts or animals in their character and behavior. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, made them into true human beings and into true civilized people. So he made them into civilized people, and then he made them into enlightened and educated people, and then he made them come near to Allah. So after that, those people became men of God. Not only did they then recognize the purpose of their creation and their Lord, but in order to attain that objective, they made strenuous efforts, and they attained very high standards in this effect. They developed such a strong, resolute relationship with Allah that everything in the world seemed insignificant to them. So their faith then became their entire world. And according to the prophecy of the Holy Quran, this was that very matter which the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, arrived to inculcate within each and every one of us. So one person who I previously thought was an Ahmadi, but then later on I found out that actually he had not taken the bid, the Pledge of Allegiance, but anyhow he was very close with the Jamaat. After I had spoken these few words in this gathering, this person took permission and stood up. I believe this person may have been from Morocco. And he said very passionately and very emotionally that today, after listening to everything you have said, that this and this is the mission of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him's people, that make people into the men of God. So after listening to all of this, I pledge that I will reform myself, and inshallah, God enabling, I will also become a helper and a servant to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and make efforts to spread the true teachings of Islam in the entire world and bring mankind to Allah. So he continued by saying that today I also proclaim that I enter into Ahmadiyyat. And if I had any doubts or any suspicions left, after listening to your words, they have all been abated. So then he said, take my bet, take my pledge of allegiance. And make me a part of the Sultan and Nasir of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, those who help him. So alhamdulillah, he took the bet, and 7 or 8 other people also joined with him. So the full details of this are being written by Abdul Majid Tahir Saab, the Wakil al-Tabshir, and they will be published. But nevertheless, all of these people who took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance, it was a very emotional state at the time, and there was a devout resolution on their part that in order to cater for their life in this world and the next, whatever may be required of them, they will fulfill that and they will complete that. And everything we have acquired and attained, we will convey that to everyone else. The bets, the pledges of allegiance that are taking place there, those new Ahmadis, those new converts who are coming into the fold, they also have a great passion and fervor to do tabligh, that is propagating the message of Islam. And first of all, in their families and also in their relatives, they are starting to do this tabligh, which they have great interest in, that is propagating the faith. And slowly and gradually, they are bringing those people into the fold of the real Islam. With the grace of Almighty Allah, there is a great fervor and zeal to do tabligh in these people. Here I should also mention the following, that starting from last Friday, that is Jummah, so I was unable to mention or refer to the Jalsa Salana of Belgium which took place. I could not mention this in the previous Jummah. But alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah, Jamaat Ahmadiyya Belgium, in terms of beds, in terms of establishing connections and propagating Ahmadiyyat, is rapidly increasing in this field. In fact, it is Allah who is opening up these paths. There is a wind that is blowing in the world, in every direction. The Jamaat is spreading, and the true gratitude is that the path that Allah is opening for us, we should take maximum benefit from these new routes that are opening for us. We should also take care of those new converts who are entering into the Jamaat, and also give due heed towards our own reformation. Similarly, as I said, on the way back from Germany, I also stayed in Holland. The Jalsa Salana Holland is also starting from today. To those who are attending this Jalsa, may Allah the Almighty also enable them to benefit from the blessings of Jalsa, and also enable them to be the benefactors of the prayers of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and may this Jalsa be a blessed one in every respect. And may these people, to a greater extent than before, be enabled to make great progress in the field of tabligh, that is, propagating the faith. Because frequently in Holland, voices are raised in opposition against Islam. So for this reason, there is a need to make great efforts and also for intense prayers. All the auxiliary organizations and also the Jamaat, they need to make profuse and abundant programs. And they need to convey the beautiful teachings of Islam to every person in the country. They need to think about how they can make these programs. So anyhow, I stayed in Holland for a short duration, and during this stay, there were some new converts who were Arab-speaking people, and there were also some others who had come near to the Jamaat. So one friend who had close links with the Jamaat, he also did the bear, the Pledge of Allegiance. So, as I have stated already, Allah the Almighty has made a wind blow in the world, and he is providing extraordinary ways of entering tranquility and the truth of Ahmadiyyat into their heart. So in this regard, it is our obligation that in order to take benefit from these blessings and these grace, we also need to make efforts ourselves, that we need to bring people as quick as possible towards a true Islam. So these new converts who are entering into the fold, this state of emotions is difficult to express in words. But anyhow, I have now briefly mentioned the report upon these two countries I visited. So with the grace of Almighty Allah, this wind is blowing in every direction, and the doors of Allah's grace are opening in a manner that even during short stays or short durations, we see clearly the demonstration of Allah's grace bestowing. And the people who enter in, they enter into the community of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and also proclaim to spread his message with a new fervor and a new zeal. This revolution is born in just a few moments, and we see that within these people. These people come, they speak, they discuss, and whilst they are sitting in that gathering, an extraordinary state comes upon them. And with a new passion, with a new endeavor, they enter into the fold. So this extraordinary grace that is coming from Allah the Almighty, this is a demonstration of the support and succor for the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him. And that revelation of the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is also demonstrating new routes, and we see new paths that it opens, that Allah said to the Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that I will help you through such people, who we will descend from the heavens. And the reality is this, that many amongst these people are those who Allah the Almighty has put a passion in them to search out for the truth. Somehow, subsequently, after that passion was embedded within them, they were introduced to the Jamaat, or they came into contact with the Jamaat, and the truth of Ahmadiyyat and Islam became embedded into their hearts. Now the Maulavis, however much they make efforts, however much they try, the fact is that those hearts that Allah is reforming, those hearts that Allah is attracting, they will not fear those worldly greeds, and they will not leave that steadfastness that is given by Allah. They cannot show that weakness in the face of the truth. Recently, I was looking over a report. This was a report of Cameroon. So there, our missionary in charge in Cameroon, which is under the supervision of Nigeria, he has stated the following, that after the places in which people speak English in Cameroon, now in the places where there are French-speaking people in Cameroon, the Jamaat is rapidly progressing. It is for this reason that the local Maulvis, they are opposing the Jamaat, and also certain Pakistani Maulvis, they reach the places where we are from the Tablighi Jamaat, etc. They are extremely jealous. So this missionary in charge writes that there was a group from the Pakistani Tablighi Jamaat. They met up with the local mullahs, and on 29th May, that is in the 29th May that has just passed, in our Jamaat Manfair, they came to one of our mosques called Masjid Huda. So they used extremely foul language against the Jamaat, and they tried to incite the members of the Jamaat. So the members of the Jamaat replied to them that if you want to say your prayers, then you can say your prayers. Otherwise, go from here. We do not want to hear this filth that you are coming out of your mouth. So those people subsequently left that place. But 7 kilometers from that location, we have another mosque. This is called Masjid Baitul Salam. This was opened in this year. So those group of mullahs, they reached this mosque of ours. The Jamaat there at the time was holding a very large-scale Yom-e-Khilafat, Khilafat Day, and people had come there to attend. And that Yom-e-Khilafat was somewhere a little bit away from the mosque, and there were only a few people in the mosque. So the Ahmadis were there, did not heed or listen to what those people were saying. But anyhow, because they were with their local Maulvis and there were some senior people, they were not able to do anything. So these Maulvis went into the mosque that, as I said, opened this year. They took the Qur'ans and also literature from within the mosque. And the board that was outside the mosque, they also broke that and took it with them. Nonetheless, when our people came back from that Yawmi Khilafah, that Khilafah day that was being held nearby, they contacted the authorities. So these Maulvis incited the local authorities and said, these people are not Muslims, they want to cause disorder. They are extremists and they are people who are making schemes against the country. They said all of these things. But anyhow, we had contact with certain officials and authorities there. In fact, there was a very senior officer there. He was a DPO of the area. And also the administrative head. He was called to the opening of the mosque. So when this matter reached his hands, he said, these people have now left. If these people come again, then contact me. I will make a case against them, and I will have them arrested. So the Ruh says, these people make efforts wherever possible. But Allah the Almighty has blown such a wind that where births, where initiations take place, then those people who have not yet entered the Jamaat, Allah is softening their hearts for us. So those people about whom it is said that because they live in Africa, they are not fully acquainted with secular or worldly education. However, Allah the Almighty has filled their hearts with the true belief, and they are resolute in their faith, and in Nurul Yaqeen, that is the light of certainty. They are not those who will fall prey to the schemes of these mullahs. To remove person from his faith is the work of Satan. And this is what Satan said, that, O Allah, it is your pure people who will not come into my fold, but the rest of the people, I will try to make them go off the right path in every single possible manner. So those people whose work it is to incite, they can keep on trying to incite and make people go astray. But those people who have developed a true and pure relationship with Allah the Almighty, those people who have been shown the right path, those people who have become the truthful people of God, they, inshallah, God enabling, will always remain steadfast on their faith. And we see the demonstration of this resolute faith in all directions. Now I will present some other accounts of how Allah the Almighty guides certain people. In fact, it is extraordinary the way Allah guides certain people. Our missionary from Kyrgyzstan writes that Artis Sahib took the Pledge of Allegiance in the previous Ramadan. He was a member of a certain religious group, and he states that my teacher, in order to make me be safeguarded from evils, in order to make me follow the right path, taught me a prayer. I had learned this prayer for a year, but I had not prayed that. He said 3 or 4 days previous to when he was writing this, I prayed that through your grace show me the right path. After 3-4 days, I see in a dream that I am standing at the peak or the summit of a mountain. And then I see some other mountain peaks and tops, and I jump from one mountain peak to another mountain peak. I see 2 monkeys come from in front. One monkey comes to one side of me, when one monkey comes straight on towards me. Then something else comes forth with great strength. It removes this monkey from my path, and it saves me in this manner. So he says, after this dream I woke up, and I was surprised at what does this dream mean. A few days after this, I became in contact with Jamaat Ahmadiyya, and I was given details of what Jamaat Ahmadiyya is. After reading a few books of the Jamaat, with the grace of Almighty Allah, I took the Pledge of Allegiance, and I entered into the Jamaat. After this, I found out the interpretation of this dream, that according to the hadith, the traditions of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, the ulama, the Muslim scholars of the time, are like monkeys, and Jamaat Ahmadiyya safeguarded me from them. Then there is a friend from Indonesia. He has taken the Pledge of Allegiance a few years ago, but anyhow, he says that once I fell ill, and I was in the military hospital. I was admitted there for treatment. So when I came into consciousness, immediately I see a vision that there is a large television screen, or the roof is sparkling like a television screen, And I see the kalima, the Muslim creed, in Arabic. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. After this, I was also shown some hadith and some verses of the Holy Quran, and I see some very largely written words that do not die before Islam. The day of judgment has not yet arrived. And then the following was also written, that the life of man is like a book. This book, like a person's birth, opens, and like a person's death, it closes. And at any time, this book will be opened again. So this person, Wirul Sahib, whose name it was, he became extremely astonished when he was shown the following words, that do not die before Islam. So he was extremely astonished that I am a Muslim. So despite being a Muslim, I'm being shown this dream with these words. So after he came into good health, he read many books of religion. And he also read a hadith, which it mentions that Islam will be split into 73 sects, and that only one of these 73 sects will be the delivered or the saved sects. So he said, then he searched out the Ahl Sunnah Jamaat, or the Jamaat that was truly following the practice of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he would meet any scholar or any Muslim cleric, he would ask them the following question always. And the reply he would receive is that we are the Ahl Sunnah Jamaat. But this person would not accept this response from those people. He would be in search of that one sect, according to that hadith, but he could not find it. To the extent that he went to Hajj to Makkah, there he still could not find the true Ahl Sunnah Jamaat. In 1998 he retired from the army, and then later he took the bet, the pledge of allegiance. When he mentioned his anxiety and his agitation to somebody, he says, why do I not understand? What is the meaning of this? So he was told that it is necessary that the Jamaat should be one Jamaat, and the Jamaat should have one Imam, and they should be followers of that Imam. And then it was explained to him when he was put into contact with Jamaat Ahmadiyyat. That the Imam should be such who is on an international and an entire world level, and his followers obey him completely. So when the Ahmadi told this person, who was non-Ahmadi at the time, that the Jamaat should be have an Imam, who is the Imam for the entire world, and at this time only Jamaat Ahmadiyya fulfills those conditions. And the founder of the Jamaat, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, it is his Khalifa who is the Khalifa at the moment. So this verbal sahib said, according to the cleric, the founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, God forbid, is somebody who created a fitna, a disorder. So then he was provided the reality, he was provided with the facts. And he was told that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Muhammad, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, is that one person who claimed to be the Imam Mahdi in this time. After this, day by day, this person in question, his faith kept on increasing and strengthening. And finally he took the bet, the pledge of allegiance. And after he took the bet, he also is making great efforts in the field of tabligh, in propagating the faith. And he has such a passion to propagate the faith, that a missionary who wrote a report said that he is crazy in terms of doing tabligh. He is so passionate about doing it. Next, Amir Sahib Gambia writes that in the upper river region there is a village, Sarai Mahmood. There we have a mosque of ours. Ahmadis and non-Ahmadis offer their prayers together there. 2 months ago, in a neighboring village, the non-Ahmadis constructed a mosque. So the non-Ahmadis left Sarai Mahmood and would go and say the Friday prayers in that other mosque. After the Fajr prayers, this person went to cut wood in the forest. So when he came back home, he fell asleep. He saw in a dream that the newly constructed mosque of Ahmadis, he's going to the, say, Friday prayers there. And in the dream it says, that mosque that you are leaving, in the eyes of Allah, that is more worthy of acceptance. Hazrat says, actually, it's said in the dream that he's going to pray in the newly constructed mosque of the non-Ahmadis, not the Ahmadis. So in the dream it says that that mosque you are leaving, the Ahmadi mosque, to go to the non-Ahmadi mosque, the Ahmadi mosque is more worthy of acceptance in the eyes of Allah in comparison to that newly constructed non-Ahmadi mosque. So later he said he went to the Ahmadi mosque and offered the Friday prayers. And he also related his dream. And he said, now the reality has dawned upon me, and that Ahmadiyyat is true. So saying this, he took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance, and he is now a very sincere Ahmadi. Amir Sahib Gambadia also writes again that there is a village in Gambia called Kanvidda. Sambu Jalu Sahib saw a dream that there were some people in Pakistani clothes on a certain level, and he asked, who are these people? So he receives a reply, these people are from Qadian. And that Mahdi who was due to come at this time, these people are with that Mahdi. So Samba Sahib was not aware of Qadian or where it is. So in the dream he sees that the sun and the moon are coming from the west to the east. And those people who are clad in white, they say this is a sign of the coming of the Mahdi. So when Samba Sahib came to the Rafini town, he saw Amir Sahib Gambia. And when he saw Amir Sahib Gambia, he said, I saw this people in the dream. So he was introduced to the Jamaat. And there and then, he took the bet, the Pledge of Allegiance. Before he took the bet, he was following the mullahs and leading an idolatrous life. But after taking the bet, he offered his 5 daily prayers, which he did not do before. And he is also making great financial sacrifices, and he gives toward the jandals of the Jamaat. And he is living a pure and clean life. Muhammad Ramzan Sahib is another person. He came to our missionary. This is something which occurred quite a long time ago. And this person said, I want to enter into your Jamaat. In fact, Mahmud Shah Sahib, who was martyred, he was in Tanzania at the time. So this is his account and narration. He said that I asked him, have you been introduced to the Jamaat or have you just come anyway? He said, I was guided through a dream and I have seen this dream for a third time. So I have decided that today I must do the bid. So he was told that he asked God himself to guide me, who are the true people. And he said, 3 times I saw the Ahmadis of the Morogoro Mosque. And in the end, I also saw this, that I am on a mountain where there is only Nur and Nur, that is light upon light. And those people who were preventing me from Ahmadiyya, they are at the bottom of the mountain. He said, for this reason, today I have come to do the bid. So he filled out the bid form, the initiation forms, and he also subsequently joined the fold. He said, I reached where I was due to reach. He has also started giving chanda. Muhammad Rabi Sahib is from Algeria. He said, I was watching MTA for over a year. At the beginning, the death of Jesus, the Dajjal, the Antichrist, and also Imam Mahdi. Regarding this, I was astonished hearing about the view of the Ahmadiyyat. But I did istikhara, and I see a dream that I am with Mustafa Sabir Sahib and Sharif Sahib in a mosque. They asked me, how have you come to know about the Imam Mahdi? So I said that through istikhara prayer. I was waiting for the coming of the Imam Mahdi from the beginning, and I wanted to fight alongside him. He said that since I have become an Ahmadi, my friends have left me. Alhamdulillah, I have become an Ahmadi, my friends have left me. But he said, I do not care about this, because all I care is about attaining the pleasure of Allah. He also then requested after this to do the bid. The missionary in Zimbabwe writes that an officer of the Muslim youth took the bid. Before he accepted Islam, he was a member of the Isai, the Christian church. So in order to baptize him, the priest made his activities, but before he was going to be baptized, the priest became ill. Then his mother became ill. Then on the third time when he was going to be baptized, such rain descended that nobody was able to come to that place and that he was not able to baptize. So then this youngster sees a dream in which there is a gathering and the Prophet Messiah, peace be upon him, is standing on one side and he calls him towards him. So this youth tries to reach the mosque, but he cannot reach there. So then he opens his eyes. After that, he left Christianity. Now, before he took the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance, this youth sees another dream in which his entire body up to his neck is stuck in a swamp or in type of quicksand. and then somebody grabs him and removes him from that grip-like swamp. So our missionary asked him that, do you know who saved you in the dream from that swamp or that quicksand? Do you know what his face looks like? He said, yes, I remember. So when he was shown the picture of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he said, that was that very person, that very countenance that removed me from that swamp or quicksand. From Burkina Faso, from the Douro region, our missionary writes that there is a village, Jonkinka, where during the bleak mission, an elder person who might have been 85 years old took the bed, the Pledge of Allegiance. He said, after he took the bed, he said, before you came, I saw in a dream an elder who said, Adam, peace be upon him, has descended, so accept him. So after a month, that same elder came in the dream, and he gave me that same message, that Adam, peace be upon him, has descended, so accept him. So it was explained to him in detail that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the person you have took the bet of, his name was also given as Adam. And he was extremely happy that his dream was fulfilled. So after this, he did the bleak, he propagated the faith in his family, and 100 people entered into the Jamaat through his efforts. Then there is another lady from Egypt. She says that, I see in a dream the Imam Mahdi and the Jamaat are walking on waters. I request that give me the opportunity to be in your company. He said, we will take you on the way back. So after this dream, she said, I started searching out in Sufism, but I was not satisfied with it. She said that my dream did not mean the Sufi denomination. So despite the fact these people emphasized that I had seen them in the dream, I went home and I started watching different channels on the television. Then MT Al Arabiya came on the channel and I was so astonished that I saw that same person on TV who I had seen in the dream, who was walking on the water, and that is the Imam Mahdi. So she said at that time, she wrote to me, she said she had seen me. Hazrul says, all these people who Allah the Almighty is showing dreams on, who are seeing Khulafa in their dreams, the purpose that Allah is trying to impart on them, that after the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the system of Khilafat is a sequence, is a continuation of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. From Porto Novo, Benin, our missionary writes that in our house, a lady would come to help in terms of the household chores. Her name was Latifa. So after a few days, she became ill. She took time off for 2 or 3 weeks. Then the Jilsa UK was going to come. So near it, she returned to her work. And she told my wife, that is the missionary's wife, that on 2 or 3 occasions, I saw a dream during my ailment. And it has a great impact upon me. And the dream was as follows, that I am praying profusely in my ailment, in my illness. She says, during my ailment, I was praying most profusely. And whilst I was praying, I would fall asleep and saying, oh Allah, forgive me and save me and my child from this severe illness and allow me to tread on the right path. So what does she see one day in a dream? She says, one day I see that my room completely becomes illuminated. There is nur and just nur, light upon light. So I was terrified where I see a beautiful person of fair or white skin wearing a certain head covering becomes manifest and he is calling me towards him. So then this scene vanishes. Then 2 or 3 days after, she says, I see this same dream. And that person who was seen in the dream, he enters a very large white house and grabs people's hands and says a few things. There are many black people, white people, people of every denomination and color, class and creed. And they are reciting words after that certain person. Then after this, he stands up and he says things about the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. So when this lady came and related her dream to this missionary's wife, so on that day, the Jalsa UK, it was a day of the international birth. So she says, I do not have time to hear all your dream, but what you are saying, come here. Come to the mosque, there is a bet going on there. So then this lady came with a missionary's wife to the mosque. On MTA, when she was seeing the scene of the international bed, she would keep on prodding the wife of the missionary, and said, "Mama, this is exactly what I have seen." There, if you want to call a lady respectfully, you say, "Mama." So she says, when the international bed began, in a white marquee, this account is of 2 years ago, when I entered it, this lady said to the missionary's wife, said that this is that same person who I saw in the dream. And look, he is entering this large white house that was the marquee. And look, there are so many people like the dream. And then she was extremely happy seeing the scene of the international bed. So she went home and then related her whole dream again with great satisfaction. So then Murabbi Sahib explained to her that Allah the Almighty has guided you most clearly. So this is why you should enter the Jamaat of the Imam Mahdi. And this is the solution to all your problems. So she entered with a pure heart. Because the Khalifa of the time is calling you himself, so you should ponder and reflect upon this fact. So she said, although I have related the words, I want to do it again and see if I really accept it. So she went home and told her parents. Their parents, although they were in elderly age, they were still very angry and said, "Did we make you into this world for this purpose, that you will go astray from the religion of your forefathers?" But anyhow, one day she arrived and she started crying that that elder or holy person appeared in my dream once again. That is, she saw me, the Khalifa. So she said that this Khalifa in the dream tells me about Muhammad. And he says with great emphasis that, "Come towards me," that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "Your salvation is in this," he said. So she said, "This is why I'm extremely concerned. I'm already over 50 years. So this is why I have decided, because I do not know when death will touch me, that I should enter into Ahmadiyyat. My father cannot save me from the punishment of the grave." So therefore, she accepted the bid with a pure heart. And from amongst her income, she also started giving towards Jannah. These incidents of how Allah embeds the truth in people's hearts are countless. We cannot relate all of them. Inshallah, God enabling, the Jalsa is coming. You will hear some of these accounts during the Jalsa. You will also see how the rain of Allah's blessings descends, but it is not possible to relate all of these. This is why, as I have said, during the year, I have started mentioning all of these accounts, so those new people who enter into the Jamaat. And also, in order for all of us to strengthen our faith, we should pray for it. And also, so that we should be extremely grateful and praise Allah for all these blessings. It is purely through Allah's grace that He is showing people the right path. And He is also enabling people to remain steadfast upon it. May Allah the Almighty go on displaying these scenes of His grace and blessings. And may all of us, as well as the new converts, all be granted steadfastness by Allah the Almighty. So those people who within their vicinities are trying to incite people against the Jamaat and are also trying to make righteous people go against the community, I say to them in the words of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, where he says in one place that, "O people who are asleep, wake up. O negligent people, stand up." That this is a time of a great revolution. This is a time of crying, not the time of sleeping. So this is a time of reflection, not a time of mockery, ridicule, and declaring as a disbeliever. So pray that Allah the Almighty gives you salvation, so that that darkness turns into light, and you can see the miracles of Allah, and also that nur, that light, which the mercy of Allah has prepared to remove that darkness. Wake up in the middle of the night and cry before the threshold of Allah for His guidance. In order to remove the truth, do not pray for it and do not make schemes against the truth. Allah the Almighty does not follow your negligence. Allah the Almighty will make clear your idiocracy and stupidity, and Allah the Almighty will come to the support and help of His people. And nobody can cut that tree which Allah has planted Himself. Can anybody cut that tree, the fruits of which Allah has promised Himself? And then that Lord who is the great, the merciful, why will He cut that tree? Because we are waiting for the fruits of that tree. May Allah the Almighty enable these people to comprehend this message. Now, there are some funeral prayers that I will lead after the Jummah, and I would like to mention these. First of all, Dr. Sayyid Farooq Ahmed Sahib, who was the son of Sayyid Muhyiddin Sahib of India. He lived in Birmingham. He passed away on the 6th of July, day before yesterday. Surely to Allah we belong, and to Him we shall return. After attaining a doctor's degree in 1998 from Patna University, India, he also received further education. 1969, he came to the United Kingdom. He then entered into the Royal College of Surgeons here in the UK. He worked as a GP in the West Midlands. He was an extremely sincere, straightforward and compassionate individual. He was a very passionate Dainullah, a person who calls towards Allah. He was unable to bring many people into Ahmadiyyat. He worked as Secretary Tabligh, Zaim Ansarullah, Sadr Jamaat and also Regional Amir. But in financial sacrifices, he also took part most profusely. In West Midlands for the Masjid Darul Barakat apart in Birmingham. Apart from this, he also was unable to contribute towards the construction of other mosques. He was a Musi. His younger brother, Sayyid Lake Ahmed Sahib, passed away last year in Lahore. In the incident there, he was martyred. The entire family is very sincere. May Allah the Almighty elevate his rank. The second funeral prayer will be of Mukarrama Siddiqa Qudsiya Sahiba, who was the wife of Rana Hifazat Ahmed Sahib of Sialkot. Her son Rana Sabat Sahib is a missionary who nowadays is working in Nazarat Islam Rashad in the Marcus. On 21 March, she passed away. And she passed away at the age of 97. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. She was a school teacher. She had good links with her village. There was only one Ahmadi household in the village. Because of this, there were many difficulties that were faced. But she always remained steadfast. She had a deep connection of devotion and loyalty with the Jamaat. She was extremely righteous and pious and regular in her prayers. She was a very passionate Dainullah, a person who calls towards Allah. In terms of janda and financial sacrifice, she was very regular. She was also a Musi. The third funeral prayer will be of Azizam Shahid Murid Talpur Sahib, who is the son of Nur Ahmad Talpur Sahib of Hyderabad. And he was in South Australia in Adelaide. On the 2nd of June, he was crossing the road in front of his house and he passed away. He was 38 years old. His father was Amir Jamaat Hyderabad for a long time. So that Shahid Murid had achieved electric engineering from Murad University. And he was working in a company in Pakistan for some time. Then he came to Australia. And there as well he worked in a company. He was a network analyst. In Pakistan he had worked as a guide Majlis. And he was amongst the best guides. He also attained the Al-Minami. In 1992, during the safeguarding of the Kotri Mosque, 22 people were made Asirani Rahimola, prisoners in the way of Allah, amongst whom there was this person. His father was actually a very good lawyer, and he had also good principles. So when he used to come to the court, then sometimes the police would give him a chair. So he instead would offer this chair to those people who were in the Ansarullah. So once the judge said to the father that I can give your son bail. So his father was also a very righteous person. He said that all these 22 people, they are all my children. Either you free all of them or you keep my son there as well. So this family was such that they were extremely devoted and loyal towards Ahmadiyyat and very steadfast towards it. So after he was alleviated from his case, he would drive two or three khuddam for 8 years constantly to fight their case. In 1999, he moved to Australia, and there as well, with the grace of Almighty Allah, he served the Jamaat. He was a secretary Amuri Amma, secretary Talim, general secretary as well. He was also an active member of the Adlai Masjid committee. So even on the day of his death, he went with the mosque committee to visit a few locations of possibility. But on his return, he crossed the road and he passed away in this way. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He was somebody who was very obedient, and whatever work he was given by the system of the Jamaat, he would try to discharge it with great diligence and on time. So he passed away during the service of the Jamaat. And this is a great honor for him. He was somebody who was always very happy. He used to worship Allah most profusely. Secretly, he used to help those in need. He would come before people very respectfully, and he would have great honor for the Jamaat, and he would respect every person in particular. He would greatly respect office holders of the Jamaat. He was also a Musi, so may Allah the Almighty elevate his rank. He is left behind, apart from his wife, with 3 daughters. So inshallah, I will lead all these funeral prayers after the Jummah just now. May Allah the Almighty elevate the rank of all those who have deceased.